staff were fine. If we didn't concede that goal just before half time, I think, be honest, they probably would have won the game. But it's a mental strength then to get to half time and keep it 2-0. We scored the best goal I've seen at Somerset. You'll not see a better goal. It's a different class for a player who is in a different level for a lot of these guys in this league. He's such a clever footballer, and I can't believe he is playing at this level, but I'm delighted to have him. And then we score a crazy second goal. A lot of the conditions come down to him. Moff, obviously, Moff closes things down and gets a great goal. But after that, nothing. No happy whatsoever. We tell them to play a certain way in the second half, and they go out there and do their own thing. But as I say, we'll need to kick on, and to lose the game 4-2 after being 2-0 up, rotten, absolutely rotten for us. So I'm just so disappointed in them in that second half performance.
A bigger part of the conditions playing, because it seemed as if
nothing.
No.
Because they scored 4 goals in terrible conditions, so nothing to do with conditions. Not even the first goal's not to do with conditions, because I've seen wee girls doing things like that before, even in training. They can score for anywhere, and so no, nothing to do with conditions.
The penalty decision.
100% right. 100% right. Aye. Again, that comes down to a lack of communication for two young lads. Two really inexperienced guys, but they're playing a man's game. You've got to man up and start doing the things that will get them to the next level, because if they don't, it'll be difficult. But as I say, they're only kids and they're learning the game, and hopefully the thing is, they need to learn from them. If they don't start learning from them, they'll no play at a higher level. So
positives for the game, positive.
Aye, the fact that we pretty much were on the easy street just before half time. I think it was 43 the score, was it? So I was on easy street, but filming the game didn't cause us really any problems in the first half whatsoever. We were very, very comfortable. I went every time we put a ball in the box, we looked really, really dangerous. Scored a great goal. Obviously, to go 2-0, it was great. And I actually thumped the bench at that point and said, we need this third goal. We could win 3-0, and it's completely utter opposite to win 2-1. Gives them a lift, because they weren't at the races first half. And then they came out in the second half. They got the lift, and they were excellent after that. So the positives are, we probably could have had the game wrapped up at half time if we'd done our jobs a wee bit better, but it wasn't to be.
So why do you think they didn't maintain their level in second half?
I don't know. Sometimes they go out and you're asking to do something to do their own thing, and I hate that, because I think myself and Andy and David Wett have been in the game long enough. We know what we're talking about, especially from the conditions like that. It's not a day to play great football. When every time we put the ball in behind them, the goalkeeper was coming out and kicking out for throw-ins, and their centre halves were kicking out 30 yards for their goal. That's what you do. That's what you do in conditions less. You don't. They're not looking for any heroes. Try to take 5-6 touches in the ball and beat somebody. Just get the ball in their box and make them defend. And then they do that enough in the second half.
So now you've got to pick up for next week.
By the way, we just spoke to him. He goes, you better come in. You better not have a petty lip on. We've got a lot of really, really winnable games coming up now. The teams that we probably should be beating, I think, for the players that we've got, we should be beating them. So it's up to us to go on a run now, and we'll see what it takes us.